A new book entitled Wild Moments, Adventures with Animals of the North, offers a collection of stories that documents interactions between humans and wild beasts and birds of the North. Editor and one of the authors, Michael Engelhard, is a Fairbanks resident and wilderness guide. He says, "We became who we are as human beings because of our coevolution with animals." But he says, "Many people are losing that contact."
There are more people coming up, especially to Kaktovik and places like that, that really want to see polar bears now that they're threatened, and also the big porcupine caribou herd when it's migrating. That's just one of the most spectacular sights a human can ever hope to behold. It's like, I always say, what the buffalo herds must have looked like 150 years ago.
Michael, are you hoping to... that the book will help educate urbanites about the value of wild beasts? Or is the idea more to document encounters that may become less common in the future?
It's actually both, because I made sure that a lot of these stories take place on the interface between wilderness and urban environments. And up here in Alaska, that is pretty common, that you live in town like Fairbanks or Anchorage and you have the wildlife encounters right there on your doorstep. 50%, I read a figure somewhere that 50% or more of Americans now live in urban environments. So many of those think that wilderness is something that happens out there, but actually it's all around us and there's no clear dividing line. And we here in Alaska, Alaska residents are more aware of that than probably people in the lower 48. And a lot of these stories are set in, you know, urban settings or in suburban settings where animals do come and visit. The territories overlap.
As you mentioned, at least half the population lives in urban areas and people have less encounters than perhaps they used to years ago. Many people have to either live vicariously through books such as this collection or television programs. What do you think the future holds for encounters between wild creatures and human beings?
As a guide, I come out of an oral storytelling tradition. We've been telling stories around the campfire to entertain the guests and to educate the guests about the places in which we take them for, you know, me personally, for decades. Like Hank Lanfer is a good example. He has a story in the book called The Voice of Home about the cranes down. He lives in southeast Alaska, in, just on the flyway where the sandhill cranes migrate. And he talks a lot about how some of the hunters that come from the lower 48 and hunt there, how they are not even aware what these birds are. He tells the hunters what they are, what they do, and in that way also educates the reader of the story about the cranes. And a neat spin on it, he decides actually to follow the cranes to their wintering grounds into California. So he hops on the plane and goes down and talks about the habitat loss that affects the crane population in California and the Central Valley and those places that are more and more developed for intensive agriculture.
Anchorage is a city struggling with how to balance a love of wild creatures like bears. We have a growing, it seems, population of bears within the city limits with a need for basic citizen safety. Do you have any suggestions either from a writer or a guide's point of view?
Education is the key there, because a lot of these encounters could be actually could be avoided by people just using a little more safety precautions. Like I seem to remember some of the incidents in Anchorage involved people running and biking around dusk in these city parks, and I think that is just behavior that triggers certain things that is almost too risky to indulge in. And we have to make a decision at some point what is more important for us: this opportunity to interact with wild animals in close proximity, or indulging in whatever we want to do at whatever point in time we want to do it.
Michael Engelhard is the editor of Wild Moments, Adventures with Animals of the North. The book is now available in stores and through the University of Alaska Press.